Right. And I think that's something that we just, you know, we just been talking about, right? Is that, again, how are we going to let the public know that we exist and what our charter is, and then to get information for public comment when we have the board meetings as well. And I think this is so any thoughts or in regards to item number 5.
Marianne, what number are we on the agenda?
Item number five.
Overview of public comment expectations.
So with public comments, Bill had that as a standing item
yes.
in the future. So what that means is basically we will have people, once we do establish our web pages and things like that and ways we get out to the community, we will invite the public. They will have the opportunity of 2 minutes to speak on their experiences, things that their family members have experienced. That's what we mean when we say public comment. So once the meetings are more open to the public, people will shoot comments in the chat. They will raise their hand and speak. Just basically the public commenting on their experiences in the community.
And thank you so much, Marianne.
No,
go ahead.
That, again, will be held. They will have about 2 minutes to speak, to voice their opinions, things like that. So that's what we are speaking on when we say public comment expectations. Just giving a brief overview of what that will look like in the future.
And that's what we want to do. So as we meet, we do want to have that standing agenda item that the public is, they're available to talk after we have our meetings, and that they're able to tell us what's happening, good, bad, or indifferent. So we want them to be assured that we have that platform for them as well. And how we're going to structure that, I think that's something that Darian and maybe Mary and I and maybe even Ken or anybody, that we can chime in, you know, how is that structure going to be? How many minutes do we want to at the end of our meetings? Because if our meetings are going to be an hour and a half, then we want to hold at least 10, 15 minutes to hear from the public at once they know that.
Darian just said they get 2 minutes.
Did you say 2 minutes?
Darian.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
Person.
Okay. All right, but if we have, let's say, and I'll just throw this out here, if we have like 10 people that want to talk, I mean, do we hold it to a certain amount of time or what? But maybe that's something we can discuss as well. That's going to happen.
If we had 50 people, they each get 2 minutes.
So be prepared. And maybe not. I mean, you know, things may be going so well that we don't, you know, we, but we'll see, right?
Right.
I think with the social media, that's a great platform because I do some other community involvement, and based off of the social media, we get a big turnout. But it's also establishing that trust within the community. And so I think that is the barrier that individuals is saying, hey, you know, do I go in front of the county and talk about issues or thing that's going on? Would it be some repercussions behind what I share in these public meetings or public spaces? And so I think it's imperative that we make sure that we create an environment where it's a trusting environment. People reach out to me because they trust me, not because I have all the answers. And so, how do we do that? Right now, I don't have a solution, but I know that it's very important moving forward with who comments and what they comment on. And it may start out a little slow, but as we build the trust within the community, I think we'll have a better outcome, or more people will come out.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. No, go ahead. I mean, your input is great because I know that you're doing a lot in the community. So, no, absolutely, your input is great. I'll probably be calling you to just kind of pick your brain a little bit as well. So, thank you very much. Yeah, and I think John and then William Muhammad, right? John, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that one of the quick ways that we solve that in some of our meetings is we ask people to put their thoughts and their comments in the chat, and then we do get back to them in a follow-up thing, or we try to mention it. You know, somebody sort of monitors it if something new comes forward, and we do it through the chat. That way we give everybody plenty of an opportunity to express their
opinion. And that's great. And we really want the community to know that we are listening and not to be shut down. That's something that we have to be very careful with, is that we don't want the community to walk away and say, well, you can't say anything, or they won't let you talk. But so you're absolutely right. How to make that happen. And we know that there are some people, even though they're able to get, and even if we do, and we're able to get back out into the community, we don't want to have to shut people down as well, because we want them to be in a safe space and that we're taking their concerns seriously as well. Mr. Muhammad, did you have your hand up again?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. And Sandy Pash, I thought I saw your hand, Miss Sandy.
No.
Nope.
Good.
Okay.
Put it down.
Okay. All right. So we know that. So again, as you are out in the community, we're going to do a press release. Your names will be in the press release as well. And even if someone calls you and there's something that you don't quite understand, you can always reach out to myself or Mary Neubauer or someone from the board, from the Community Engagement Committee, the board or whatever, is that you have that pipeline now, that if you are advocating for someone and something occurs, is that you can always, as we're going through this onboarding process as well. Okay, does that make sense? All right. Next agenda item, Darion. Any thoughts? I'm sorry. Any thoughts?